Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, you may join us here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The flag controversy, the Pledge of Allegiance controversy continues to boil over, to bubble up here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, where a story went viral last week of a young lady in a local middle/high school. It's a combo school, who has refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. She was kicked out of class. The teacher in this case made a big deal out of this. She brought as much attention to the student as possible with the intention of embarrassing her. The school district thus far hasn't really had anything to say about it. The local newspaper that wrote the story attempted to interview the superintendent for the school district, and all he said was that school officials have dealt with the situation and will not be discussing it publicly any further. The teacher in question will not comment. The principal in question will not comment. And so all they've got is that statement from the superintendent that we've dealt with it. We're not discussing it further. But yet the local school newspaper has weighed in now with a flag-waving nationalistic hit piece, basically, coming out in defense of the people saying the pledge. And she's claiming, Kelly Doc Gordon, the author of this school newspaper article, is claiming that the Sentinel, the local newspaper, was irresponsible. She says for the Sentinel and Megan Foley, who was the journalist, to call out Monadnock in an irresponsible way, reporting...
I don't know if the Sentinel called anything out. From what I saw of the Sentinel, it was just a report on what occurred.
Right, but she is of the opinion that it was a one-sided report. She says reporting just from one side and one point of view.
They gave the school officials whatever quote they wanted to have, which is to say they didn't want to say anything. You can't just make stuff up.
She says it is wrong and inconsiderate, to say the least.
Now this is commentary and not news now. Wrong and inconsiderate.
Well, this is definitely commentary. This whole article is a commentary piece. The title of this article, I didn't read that for you. The title is, I Pledge My Husky Pride, A Problem with the Sentinel.
You know, I remember being in high school and being really into the whole, wearing the high school colors.
You were one of those kids?
I absolutely was.
Derek, were you one of those
too? Be true to your school.
No, I was not.
I played hooky every rally, whatever those things are called.
I remember hating school pride ever since elementary school. They used to do pep rallies, and I hated them.
Yeah, what's the point of this? Why am I proud of my school? Right. I'm not. I don't care about this.
Yeah, I don't want to
see people play sports today. Yeah, I get that we have a day off. I'm going to go home.
Right.
I played hooky.
So I came from a private school into the high school, and I wanted to be part of the high school.
Yeah,
right?
Polish the teacher's apples, things like that.
I don't know that that's what occurred. I've actually found it more difficult. I was in the dean's list in private schools, which is to say that I was on the list of...
The goody goodies.
Well, the ones that were doing academically better than even...
the brown nosers.
Even the honor roll. Dean's list is a fifth above honor roll. And I went down to not very great grades in high school. So I wouldn't say it's about apple polishing or anything like that. It's just that I wanted to fit in this school, and I, for whatever reason, thought that the way to do that was to, be really into the school. I like the colors. I like that big bear and all that stuff.
Oh, so I missed a line earlier. I'm going to jump back a little bit here into this article. She says, without the sacrifice, bravery, and love provided by the men and women of our armed forces, the USA would not be what it is today. Boy, I got to say, when I see footage of the U.S. military going into other countries, bombing and shooting things, I don't really think they're coming from a perspective of love. Just doesn't really come across as a very loving act to me.
Well, maybe it's the love of the country, and I certainly that's a true statement. But the problem is sort of lumping in the U.S. military, the colonial army, all the way to the military of today, and because what that does is it covers so many sins, right?
Well,
from the shores of Iwo Jima Well, I mean, when you start there, you start with World War II. You start with the Colonial War. These are the two. These are the ones they're really going to pound on and harp on. This is one of the reasons that I try to forestall this argument by saying, tell me what the United States military did to protect my freedom in the last six decades. When you say that, you draw a line in the sand, right? Like, there's very few people alive today. I know a guy who fought in World War II. When I say fought in World War II, he's actually in the military in 1948. Do you know that the United States military, anybody who was in the military up until 51 was considered part of World War II? Very strange stuff. Nonetheless, I know a World War II vet, and he, by the way, is a conscientious objector. He did his 1 year in the military and then decided he wasn't going to do reserve status.
Excellent.
And but nonetheless, he didn't think he was fighting for anything either. But when you sort of glom on to this World War II thing, it's a really cheap way to justify everything else that's going on. I want to know what the U.S. military's done to protect my freedom in the last six decades.
Yeah.
Right, in my lifetime. And that's more important to me. I'm open to it.
Mark, don't you know that every bullet that has left the barrel of a military gun, that every body has fallen at the hands of one of those military men, every single one of those bullets and bodies has shored up the freedom here in these United States? The more bodies, the more freedom.
It's in some cases, it seems like people just say things like that. And it's an irresponsible way to use logic.
American freedom to say and do as we please, says the editorial, is our right and ours alone.
Except if we refuse to say the pledge.
Well, wait a second. The United States is freedom. I'll look at where the United States is on the freedom of speech charts, but it is by no means ours and ours alone.
Right. Because of the incredible allegiance these individuals have to our home. Remember that. Now, she goes on, freedom of the press allows that news be reported in a timely and unbiased manner, which means the validity of this article is questionable. An article such as A Problem with the Pledge, or May 13th headline, Keene High nabs top 10 spot, Monadnock falls out of report's annual NH ranking, is not only slanderous and unhelpful, but crippling when Monadnock students, faculty, and staff need community support the most. Even in the shadow of recent arguably biased reporting, Monadnock Regional Middle High School will rise above and show husky pride, no matter the circumstances. So that's the end of her little puff piece for both the military and just the state in general and her school. Very collectivist, right? You know, the idea of, hey, our school's under attack by this evil newspaper. Look at all these headlines that they've written against our school. They've been too critical, and we need our media institutions to support us every which way, matter what.
It sounds jingoistic from start to finish, not just about the nation, but the way she treats husky pride and everything.
Sure.
Here I'm looking at from the richest. .com, the United States showing up fifth from freedom of speech. World Press Freedom. The United States.
I know Reporters Without Borders ranks us ranks the United States down in the 30 or 40 range for press freedom.
Yeah, 47. The United States is 47th for, 46th. Haiti, we actually nudged out Haiti. We did lose to Romania, though. Papua New Guinea appears to be just slightly ahead of the United States for press freedom, too.
Now, of course, my critique of the local newspapers, they don't go far enough in criticizing the government. I mean, what she's talking about here is just this headline here about the Monadnock falling out of the annual ranking. They're just reporting the news. The school fell out of the top 10 of the rankings of the schools in the state. That's just the news.
Well, and by the way, when I read this article on the rankers, the first thing I was left with is, why don't they include the private schools in this? You know, when they rank public schools, they only rank them against other government
schools.
Right. When they rank high schools, they only rank them against other government schools. It's like winning the Special Olympics. I mean, I'm sorry. It's completely unfair. No offense meant to anybody who's competed in the Special Olympics.
Okay, put a lot of time into it.
Indeed. And many of these high schools try very hard to beat the other schools in their state or region. Mm-hmm. But they cannot compete against private schools, and if the homeschoolers got together and participated in some kind of ranker, they'd beat them all.
So that's the latest on that story. We'll continue to keep you in the loop. Derek J., your video is uploading some point tonight.
It's finished.
Okay, it'll probably be on thederekj.com and freeking.com at some point tonight.
By the time we come back.
Awesome. Looking forward to seeing that. And I don't know, maybe it's worth playing. I'm not sure about that yet. We'll screen it for you. But you can check it out as well. We'll be back with more Free Talk Live here. 855-450-FREE. You can talk about how bad your school is if you want, or bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You want to talk about your flag-waving school district, what sort of things you experience as a parent or as a student inside these government schools. Right now, there's controversy here in the Keene area over a young lady who's refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and the controversy continues. In fact, Derek J., you and I went to that very school today and handed out Philosophy of Liberty flyers to a bunch of students. I would say we handed out several dozen of these flyers in a very short time frame. That video you say you will have posted, if not already, shortly to thederekj.com and freekeen.com. So yes. Check that out. It's the first video from the school campus for 3 years. It's been that long since we've been there.
Over 3 years. I checked our last date
was really?
In March.
And by the way, there's one of these videos. We forgot to mention this before. One of the videos from the original series of school outreach videos was banned from YouTube, and the only way to see that video that I know of, unless somebody else re-uploaded it somewhere, I don't think we ever did, because I think it got pulled and it just never got put back.
Right.
But the only way you can see that video now is to get the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree Director's Cut DVD. It is in the bonus content of that DVD. You pop that DVD into...
There's 7 hours of bonus content on
more
that
than
DVD.
7 hours. You pop that DVD into any computer, and you'll have the full shebang of all of the MP4 video files that we used basically to make the movie with. So all of the original content, the stuff that hit the cutting room floor, and in this case, banned from YouTube, it's all there in the bonus section of the DVD, which you can access from your computer. You can't do it through your DVD player. You have to actually use it in a computer to get access to that. It was the only way we could fit it all on there. If you put it on as like DVD video format,
right,
it's too big. It won't fit. But if you just put the actual MP4 files on, we can actually put them in decent resolution and store them properly there. So if you want to see the uncensored footage from this very school, the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree DVD is available for less than $10 over at both Amazon and Walmart online. So go and get your copy. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com.
I'm going to Freedom Fest, and you can join me there. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas, July 8th through the 11th. This year's theme is Discover the New American Dream. The big deal this year, and I think this makes it the biggest deal of Freedom Fest. Now, the thing you need to know about Freedom Fest is this is the largest gathering of free minds in the world. This is it, the big time. This is the big league as far as libertarian events go. And this year, it's going to be bigger than ever because they're having a debate. They're calling it the debate of the century between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Steve Moore is the columnist for the Wall Street Journal, and he's a chief economist for the Heritage Foundation. Paul Krugman, Nobel Prize-winning economist, and New York Times columnist, and they're going to debate austerity versus stimulus, red state versus blue state, flat tax versus progressive tax. You're only going to see this at Freedom Fest. I've never heard of anything like this. Now, there's going to be a lot of other big names there. It's a four-day event, and it's going to be huge. That's just one part of it. And it would be worth going just for the rest of it. But that, of course, pushes it over the top for me. Steve Wynn, Peter Thiel, Steve Forbes, John Mackey of Whole Foods, Dinesh D'Souza, Grover Norquist, Congressman Alan West, George Gilder, John Allison, Glenn Beck, Senator Mike Lee, of course, the organizer, Mark Skousen, and his lovely wife, Joanne. They're all going to be there. Congressman Justin Amash, Star Parker. It's a big event, and you're going to want to be there. Come out and hang out with me and the rest of these folks. Freedomfest.com. When you go there, click "You heard it on the radio," because that way we'll get credit for it. They'll know that you heard about us, heard about it from us. Freedomfest.com. If you've already registered, let them know you heard about it anyway. You can give them a call, 855-850-FREE. It's 855-850-FREE. Free to register for Freedom Fest, freedomfest.com.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Socrates on the line in New Hampshire. Socrates, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J., and Mark.
Good to be back with you guys.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Well, let's talk about government, the propaganda, and education. At a very fundamental age, at a very fundamentally young age, right, they kind of condition children to put through the Pledge of Allegiance to, you know, that you're faithful to the government of the United States, that that you're in this society, right, and you can't think out of the box. And at no point in time do they you know, go over any type of issue that would make them say, hey, there's something that is a little bit asinine, and perhaps this would be a good time to promote something called intellectual self-reflection, right? The most fundamental obstacle towards developing reason and developing your intellect, and the definition of intellectual growth is being able to challenge one's own preconceived notions and learn taking someone else's opinion and then admitting that you're wrong, right? So take the Boston bombing incident that we have going on. We have a death penalty of a guy that I have yet to see any evidence of him doing anything wrong. Yet
Did he place two bombs?
That's the thing. I legitimately, honestly did think that, like, oh, there must be. These videos obviously have to exist. And every single thing that they have released, he doesn't drop a backpack. He's within the blast radius of the bomb while it goes off. A lot of these issues, though, get to come to the point where there's other people right after the bomb go off that pick up backpacks and go into stores. Just very, very odd behavior that would be worth bringing up in a discussion, saying, well, there's a lot of other suspicious characters, right? You know, and this guy that unilaterally everyone said he's the bomber. He wrote his confession on the boat, right? And in fact, all of these are a series of unlikely events. And I'm not sure you know that one of his friends in Florida was killed and shot in the back of the head during a FBI investigation. All these things are quite peculiar that might make you think, well, is the government doing something wrong in this instance? And it'd be something that fundamentally schools should approach. This is a current issue. It's either like the government is making mistakes. They need to be teaching, you know, kids to say, what do you guys think about this issue and why? Right? Most children, if you ask them, will be like, well, that guy made the bombs. He dropped them. That's what they told us. But why do you believe that? Were you shown any evidence? Did you see any videos? Or are you taking your opinions based on somebody else's opinions that you've been told has credibility?
Well, but that person has a badge. They have a uniform.
That's the thing.
Ultimately, though, so as far as the decision making goes, there's no particular reason for me to come to conclusion on the Tsarnaev case because I don't have any control over it. Whereas the point you were bringing up with as far as the Pledge of Allegiance, I think, is highly relevant in that each individual needs to use critical thinking skills in every area of their life, and they never get an opportunity if they're going to be told to start saying the pledge at 5 years old. By the time they're prepared to use critical thinking skills and actually learn a little bit about, say, loyalty oaths in school, they've already been doing this for 10 plus years. When it comes to the Tsarnaev case, it doesn't really matter whether what I think about it because I wasn't on the jury. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. And that's kind of my point. There's a lot of areas, though, that, like, people, if you ask any child just in any school, in terms of saying, you know, the military response that we had with all the tanks, if you ask any of the kids, was that appropriate? They'd be like, what military response? The police got the bad guy.
And yeah, the kids would be like, well, that happens in our school every week or every 2 weeks. That's what we're used to. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Socrates. I appreciate it. Because they've got these police shakedowns that are not an irregular thing on many school campuses these days. There's more on the way here. 855 450 free. Share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and you can enjoy it all of it for free. Mark, I started on Hypercronius last night.
Yeah, Hypercronius is a video game that was created by our one-time co-host, Brian Sovereign. And it's
multiple time co-host. He's been on the show a lot.
At one time.
Yeah, I guess you're right. One time can be a long time for him, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say. He's certainly welcome anytime he wants to
once
come.
Once upon a time.
But, just not that.
Former
not
co-host.
Out. Yeah, former co-host. There you go.
The drive was too far.
It's a story like no other game before, and I will agree with that. I've played the game, too.
Dude, this guy is super talented. I mean, he does his own radio show, Sovereign
yep.
Tech.
He's a
brilliant
salesman
guy.
For Free Talk Live, has done co-hosting. And
now a game. Programmer.
Yeah, can produce game too. Full motion video, classic graphics, pick up and play controls. Hypercronius is a liberty oriented experience that's not to be missed. So go to Zog, that's Zog dot ninja. That's the website. It's
zog.ninja
to find out more, see the trailer, get your copy of Hypercronius, use the code FTL to get $1 off, and you can purchase it with Bitcoin. Hypercronius, zog.ninja, code FTL. And you can use Bitcoin.
Awesome.
I don't think I did. I think I used Bitcoin to buy it. Yeah. But there wasn't. I didn't have a coupon code. They didn't give it to me. He didn't have a code. At the time, it was the first day.
And now you have a code. Code FTL.
Yeah, so you can get it for less than I did. Hypercronius, Zog.Ninja, code FTL.
All right, cool. I'll talk more about it after I've had a chance to actually play, get into it. I really pretty much just went through the intro.
I finished it. What I found it to be is much, much more like a sampler for stuff to come. Now, obviously, you're going to have to consume the guy's sampler if you want him to produce more stuff.
Sure.
But there's no, from I can think of, any liberty-oriented games out there. If you want to...
I don't know. I don't know if there's anything as principled as what Brian will put out there. There's some games with some themes that are friendly to liberty.
Sure. I will not disagree with that.
Yeah.
But, I don't know any that are sort of stated as libertarian, liberty-oriented games.
What about Grand Theft Auto?
they swiped the Free Talk Live logo?
What are you talking about?
That's what Johnson says.
Oh, I'm pretty sure we swiped that logo, too, at some point.
Johnson created that logo.
Really? Okay.
Wow. Who's we?
A fist through chains? Holding up the
phone?
Yeah, has a phone in it.
Well, all I can say is Johnson, the creator of the logo, believes that that our logo made it into Grand Theft Auto. I think it was Liberty City. I'm not 100% sure which one
it is. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's awesome.
Say that Howard Stern ripped our logo, too?
I don't know.
Anyway.
He hasn't shown me photographic proof. I just took his word for it.
EthanGlover.biz, a blog called AnarChant, has written about some of the activism that goes on here that, Derek J., you and I tend to be a part of.
Yeah.
And it's fairly critical. He goes in here, he says, if a group of people were to get together, study on, and decide what activism is useful and what isn't, I'd wager they'd find that most activism is actually harmful to the movements said activism claims to represent.
Now, I think that this, in many ways, I agree with this first sentence, that activism, it is very difficult to get activism right. And, you gotta be really studious and look at what works and what doesn't, and it can be difficult to get
people
to work.
How do you define what works and what doesn't?
I don't know.
How do you define what is right and what is wrong?
You really should be able to have your definitions of what works and doesn't work before you start doing activism.
As far as I'm concerned, if people take my flyers, my activism has worked. If my goal is to hand out flyers and people take those flyers, I have had a successful
activism. I like flyers. Flyering, as far as activism, it's certainly tried and true.
Yeah, but flyering on a school campus is very offensive to some people.
Indeed.
Yeah, but we talked about our goals today before we went out there.
We did.
About handing out flyers and what we expected.
What was our strategy? What was our approach?
Yeah, and I think all of those goals were met. Did you do the same when you were reaching out to Maggie Hassan, the governor of New Hampshire, about these issues?
My goal was to confront the governor at the most ideal time possible, meaning her not actually being around, a bunch of stuff going on, disrupting the coronation or whatever you call it when the kids graduate from college, the commencement.
Now, I know you were with other people in their proximity, but did you feel like you were doing your activism solo and each individual was doing his own activism?
No, I was definitely there as a team. It was me and Rich Paul and a guy named Ed Bryans who were peppering her with questions. And I specifically waited until they arrived. I found Maggie Hassan when we were all, going about the campus trying to figure out where she was going to be because we didn't know, right? Like we knew she was there, but we didn't know where she was.
Were you all under the impression that you were acting as a team, or was it just you? I mean, were they using two-way?
We'd all gone down there. Yeah, we had two-way radios.
Okay, seems unified. It was a collective effort, even though y'all sort of had different things that you were addressing.
Oh, Rich and I were definitely talking about marijuana decriminalization. Ed was talking about Common Core. So, yeah, there were two different issues that were going on there. But I radioed over the two-way when I saw her, and I let everybody know where she was. You actually hear that at the beginning of the video that I posted over at freekeen.com. And so I waited there for a few minutes while she was just standing there watching, looking around, and she knows who I am because I've tried to corner her before.
You ran against her for governor.
Yeah, and I ran against her.
But she wouldn't come debate you there either. And I think that's really important for people to understand is that in the case here, he's about to lambast you for your activism, is that this lady is entirely uncommunicative with people who disagree with her. It doesn't matter why you disagree with her. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, or Libertarian, or what you are. She doesn't want to talk to you.
Well, she only wants to talk to the people who are going to help her.
You're the little people.
So Ethan goes on. He says, the idea of a board or group controlling activism is an obscene one, but it's a good way to begin to think about the backwards incentive system of trying to make a change. In the 290th episode of Common Sense, Dan Carlin puts it beautifully. Quote, this is the most perverse dynamic you've ever seen, isn't it? Do what we suggest you do, go through all the trouble and do the peaceful protest, and nobody's going to notice. But do what we tell you not to do, that nobody wants you to do, that actually hurts the very communities these folks are protesting in. Oh, you might be rewarded with a lot of airtime and your cause being debated and maybe a little legislative action. That's perverse, unquote.
Wait a minute. How does it hurt the community that we're a part of? I don't get how that.
Well, I think a lot of
people. He's referring to other things, not specifically what we've done.
Oh, I see.
That's
all right.
From
okay,
Dan Carlin.
Just, all right.
Right. So what's happening?
Isn't he trying to apply it to this activism?
He is, I think,
well, then how does it hurt the community?
Let me try to explain it to you.
Sorry.
Because I tend to agree with him on this statement. However, I tend to just disagree with his premise generally. I don't disagree with his critique. And here's the reason. So what happened, what has happened over the course of 8 years here in Keene, New Hampshire, is that there have been all kinds of different activism. Enough activism so that essentially everyone's pissed off about something.
Not true. There are plenty of people who don't even know what the Free State Project is.
Well, the Free State, thank goodness. But, I mean, you know, what, the ones that know, so far, what we've been at, other than your anecdotal, you know, collections here, the closest thing we have to a scientific survey says that there's about a 97%
negative.
Oh,
you're talking about the one guy who went downtown Keene on a Friday night and went into a few bars and talked to some drunks about what they think about Keene activism?
Hundreds of people.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that anything close to scientific.
Well, it's okay. Then are you going to put something better together? Because at this point, that's
not
all
my
we got.
Job to do that. I've been out on the streets. You want another unscientific survey, Mark? I've been out on the streets getting petition signatures from people, from hundreds of people.
So people tell you they like you.
And
big deal.
I have encountered hundreds of people, and very few people ever said anything negatively towards me. Now, to be clear, the people who walk by me might be the ones who hate me. But nonetheless, given the chance to say something to a Robin Hooder or to one of the activists here, say, you know, give their opinion, the opinions were mostly positive that I talked to, so I guess it just depends on what time of day and which bar you're hanging out in or where you're asking people.
Well, and what also matters is that if I go up to people and say, hey, do you like Ian Freeman and Free Keene, I might get an entirely different set of answers than if you go up and say, hey, do you like me and what I do? Because people tend to not want the confrontation.
That's true.
So I don't know.
But let's give you what you're saying, Mark. Let's say 97% of people don't like
it. I would say that everybody has had an opportunity to be pissed off about something.
Something, okay.
And that's all
well,
I'm saying.
I'll give you that. If you do 100 different types of activism, there's a good chance someone's not going to like one of them. Right.
Right. And so they, you know, that negative feedback is much worse than often the positive feedback. You'll
we'll
hear things
more here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts on Free Talk Live. What's good activism?
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here in the remaining moments. We're talking about activism. Good activism or bad activism? Is there any good activism? Seems like everybody hates something that we've done, Derek J., you and I. We've done so much activism here in the Keene, New Hampshire area that inevitably some of it's going to cross somebody. That's always been my experience. And we're sharing a story from Anar Chant. Apparently the website is actually ethanglover.biz is where you can go to see this. We'll put it up on our Facebook and Twitter here in a little bit because there's no way we're going to get through the whole thing here in this last segment. But also want to invite you to go and support Free Talk Live by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can support the show for $5 a month and support getting us on more radio stations around the country so more people can hear the ideas of liberty. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks, access to special amp-only features like the amp-only Facebook group, amp-only, the amp-only forum, and more. Go get the details, amp.freetalklive.com. I wanted to talk in greater detail about the what I'm calling the successful African satellite fundraiser, but I feel like I don't have enough time to really delve into that here tonight. So maybe tomorrow we'll talk about that a little bit further. But I think it went very, very well, all things considered. I'm writing up an email about it to kind of go over some of the points that I think are the most important. So stay tuned for that. We'll talk more about it.
That big push at the end where listeners really came through with just a bunch of money to support getting us on the
satellite. One listener ponied up $1,800.
Really? Wow. Yeah. I don't know who that is, but...
He does not prefer to be named.
I've got to say that it makes me feel entirely different than I did about the fundraiser a few days ago.
Yeah, it was an awesome little end bump. So we can talk more about it tomorrow night. I don't feel like we have enough time at the moment. I want to continue with the article here by Ethan Glover. He says, to some people, attention from what they call the mainstream media is more important than the thoughts and opinions of the people watching that media. For example, when it came to situations like the Colbert Report in Keene and ambushing Maggie Hassan, that's the governor of New Hampshire. I ambushed her the other day last week. Ian Freeman
interview.
Yeah, has claimed that even if 1,000 people hate what he's doing, if one person researches what's presented, the job is well done.
I agree with that.
First of all, I don't know if I've said that exact thing, but I don't care about the numbers. What I care about is reaching the people who want to see what I'm doing, the people who appreciate the kind of work that I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, have you tried to convince most people about the ideas of complete liberty? You know, maybe 99% of them might be turned off by it, but I want to reach that 1%. There are very few people who are ready for these kinds of ideas. So, right. You know, if it takes some controversial activism for that to reach the front pages of their local newspaper and read about it, great. At least that person is getting the message.
It's funny to me how many people criticized activism like the Maggie Hassan ambush while at the same time liking other activism that has also been very, very controversial. I had a conversation with somebody about this last week where they were saying they love your movie, Derek J., Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree. And I said, well, Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree is in the same vein as what we did with Maggie Hassan last week. In fact, there are scenes in Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree which are virtually identical to what we did to Maggie Hassan. We're just confronting presidential candidates in that
Isn't
movie.
Isn't it all Republicans, though?
No. Did we do Biden? No, we didn't do Biden.
They were all Republicans.
It was all
yes.
Republicans.
Just
right.
A coincidence,
this is
though.
A Democrat. Is
just a coincidence.
No, it's not. The person you're talking to is a Democrat.
This person's a Libertarian.
No, the person that was... You said you were having a conversation last week with somebody.
I don't remember who I was talking with.
That's what I'm telling you, that it sounds to me like the person you're talking to is a Democrat.
Yeah, it's fine and dandy. I'm a Libertarian.
It's fine and dandy that you're arguing with presidential candidates. It's fine that you're running away from police. It's not fine that you're hassling the Democrats.
No, maybe it's because they were feds, and this person, I don't know who you were talking with, but maybe this person is in New Hampshire, and they don't like that you're alienating the local politicians.
It could be.
Or the local activists, you're making them look bad.
Yeah, as far as the Maggie Hassan, hassling here, essentially, I don't think that that's the worst, by any stretch, the worst activism that's been done by freaking folks. And I think that...
It depends who you ask.
Many Republicans are going to be like, yay! And the Democrats in this state have been terrible to the Free Staters anyway. So I wouldn't say that, from a strategic standpoint, it doesn't look like the worst thing in the world to have done.
Well, the hand wringers were wringing their hands as hard and heavy about this one as they had anything else last week, Mark.
I didn't hear it as much.
He ignores the important point that 999 out of 1,000 is negative attention that has the potential to exponentially grow into a permanent hatred for the people associated with the movement and thus the movement itself. What Ian Freeman and Rich Paul showed to the world, not to me or their fans, is the Maggie Hassan video is that they're a couple of douchebags who like yelling at other people.
Fine. Those people weren't going to be convinced anyway. In my opinion, those people who look at the video and see, oh, look at this wonderful politician and these people are just making her so upset. It's like, all right, great. They were not ready to hear the idea that Maggie shouldn't be the owner of everyone in New Hampshire.
When the student is ready, the master will appear, as it is said. Now,
I tend to agree that with Ethan that activism just basically alienates most people. And
my job isn't to bring most people on board. I don't care about most people. My job right now is to bring as many libertarians, anarchists, voluntarists to New Hampshire as I possibly can so that we can gain a foothold in popular culture and in politics, because all you need to change things is a small minority.
That's what I don't get about this. The people who critique this activism is like, you turn a lot of people off. Well, you're thinking like a collectivist still. Mm. You're still thinking like you need to convince everybody
or
this is some sort of democracy. Yeah. Who cares what most people think? Go be yourself. Go be an individual and go live free yourself.
Most people are followers. Most people will jump on board with what they perceive to be as popular ideas. And if we can get libertarianism to be more popular, more people will jump on board with it because they'll perceive it as something that others are doing.
Your freedom is not dependent on what 99% of people think. Your freedom is dependent on what your actions dictate, what you do.
Well, I do have to say that as a person who lives in the region, that when people find out that I'm a Free Stater or that Ian Freeman is my business partner and things like that, I generally get negative reactions. Mm-hmm. It happened to me today. And, you know, I mean, I would prefer not to live in a region where people, you know, in a guilt by association sense, think that I'm a jerk. I just prefer that.
I
right?
hear you, but it's the times we live in, right? We don't live in Freedom, Libertopiaville. Right. I mean, we are working toward. I am working towards that. And the only I think way, you are too.
If the only way to not be considered a jerk is to keep your mouth shut, then that's not a situation you want to be in.
Well, people. So, like I said,
be polite. Don't question the governor. People will be upset at you.
Well, what do you think that? What I'm saying is that I don't think your activism has been particularly successful.
Oh, really? We've only brought hundreds of people here to New Hampshire, Mark. I don't know what you're talking about. Free Talk Live is the number one recruiter for the Free State Project. What do you consider to be successful?
I'm not talking about recruiting. I'm talking about changing people's minds locally. Remember that bringing one person to New Hampshire, changing one person's mind here is as valuable. You know, turning an activist
We've had a guy quit his job at the jail and come be on this show. You want to talk about people changing their minds? We've had that happen to the maximum extreme
We've had some people.
Look, it doesn't matter to me what the numbers are, but all that said, if all I was getting was negative feedback for the stuff I did, I probably wouldn't continue to do it. I mean, if all I ever heard from people was, that was terrible activism, boy, I really thought you were wrong about that. But that's not reality. What happens is people have different opinions. And what I hear from people on the streets is, hey, great job with Maggie Hassan. You did a great job. Thanks for doing that. Hey, I really appreciate it. I've had multiple comments from people. I had one guy walk up to me when I was doing jury outreach last week and say something nice. I had
just wandering down the street? Or
no, he was going into court for jury duty, and he knew who I was, and he recognized me and said thank you for what you did with the governor. Multiple people have thanked me. People from the college have thanked me as well for doing that activism. So it's not like I'm in some sort of activist bubble or vacuum. I'm out in the streets. People can talk to me. They can approach me, and they do, and they appreciate the activism.
They must, right?
There are people who don't, but I don't care about them.
If they say they appreciate the activism, they're incentivizing the activism, right?
Absolutely.
So
same thing with Robin Hooding, one of the most controversial forms of activism here. People love Robin Hooders, but if you listen to the haters will tell you everyone hates Robin Hooders.
No, because, I don't believe that one.
Because I believe it for their perspective. Because in their world, the people they hang out with are like them. And so, of course, they're hanging out with other people who are going to either empathize with them just for the purposes of, you know, ending the conversation and moving on to some other topic, or because they actually do agree with them and they also hate the state being threatened and the Robin Hooding or the cornering of politicians.
Well, I would like to point out that there's all kinds of different statists, and what Robin Hooding does do is bring together sort of Democrat statists and Republican statists to agree that you guys are a-holes.
That's true. And that's what Stop Free Keen is.
And so, you know, there's an amount of that going on. Had an argument with a guy who lives just down the road from me, you know, in that sense. And I had to deal with, you know, him calling me all kinds of names. And he was full of ignorance. He didn't know anything about activism. He's calling people Free Staters who aren't Free Staters.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Well, that's the only way to correct ignorance is to keep putting it out there. Anyway, that's what we're going to do. Derek J is over at TheDerekJ.com. Look for his new video coming very shortly. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Well, maybe we'll talk more about this article then. Free Talk Live.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
It's been July with ExtendoBite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment?
Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.